Hey, I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. You are tuned into Leaders Portfolio. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. We're talking this week again with CEOs from across the capital, the nation's capital. We're talking about leadership. I also want to remind you, did you nominate a business or individual yet for the Leaders Portfolio Awards for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year? You go to leadersportfolio.com for details. We have heard your input. You sent us emails. You let us know. And we want to know who you think the best business leader of the year and leadership business of the year is. And we encourage that every week on our show. So on Leaders Portfolio today, we have two companies with a knack for growth. Financial Investments, in 2009, the firm said they achieved average annual growth of over 60% for each of the four last years. We're going to speak with the president and owner. We also have America's Remote Help Desk. They said they've had growth every year since they started. They're a private company with annual revenues of $1 to $2.5 million. We're going to be speaking with their CEO. First guest in studio, Leaders Portfolio Studio, is the founder and CEO of Portal Solutions, Daniel Cohen Dumani. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show, Rebecca.
We're going to enjoy your accent today. It's a Swiss accent.
It is.
And Portal Solutions, you founded this in 2002, and your goal was to become the leading provider of business solutions on Microsoft's collaborative technologies. Did you achieve that?
We made some good progress. I think that we had a vision back in 2002. We wanted to be some of the leader in our marketplace. Being one of the first company, having jumped in that new technology back in 2002, it gave us an edge. And we think we made some good progress. We have some good market share.
And explain what Portal Solutions provides, folks.
So we're an IT consulting firm. We help organizations essentially solve some business challenge around improving communication internally, improving communication with their customer, their vendors, help collaborate better. And what we do is we come in and try to understand what the challenges are and hopefully help them implement IT and technology solution to improve their operation and become a better company at the end.
And I noticed you do a lot of collaborative, what you'd call cloud computing for businesses, for small businesses?
Yes.
Collaborative software.
Collaborative software, that's correct.
And I had a question, because I know we have a lot of small businesses listening who use this. Google offers a lot of this free collaborative. Mm-hmm. So my question for you is, at what point is it smart for business to start doing paid collaborative software?
That's a great question, Rebecca. I think that in terms of what we do, we focus on the Microsoft SharePoint platform, which actually come as part of the offering with the free software. It comes with the free software, and if you want more, you have to pay it. But this field is changing daily, and I think that you're going to see some great changes in the next couple of years about the way people buy software. This is something that's going to transform our field as well.
Tell me what can small businesses expect? What do you think is going to change in the next 5 years? Or can you not know?
Some we do know. I think the costs are going to come down. The barrier of entry to get into software is going to make it easier. Small business won't need to worry about their infrastructure. They're going to be able to pay the service out there, go out online and pay for a service, and not worry about, the bits and bolts about running, computer hardware and stuff like that.
So are we going to see more companies not having smaller IT departments?
We should. I think the IT department is going to transform from, taking care of the hardware and software more into doing things we do, which is consultative approach to helping solve and improve operational efficiency of the businesses.
And we're speaking with the founder and CEO of Portal Solutions, Daniel Cohen Dumani. Daniel worked as CTO of on-campus marketing. You also worked as CIO and SVP of ExecuStay Division of Marriott Corporation. And I was wondering if it was in these former roles that you got frustrated with collaborative communication.
Yes, absolutely. I think that, in the late 90s, there weren't a lot of technology out there to help people collaborate. And, as a CTO of on-campus marketing, I saw that we had people across several locations, and we needed to tie them in to have something in the company so that people can be aware of what was going on, find documents and find information. And that's really when I saw the potential of those new technology coming out.
And And so then you at some point said, hey, I want to start a company. And you founded Portal Solutions in 2002. So why did you say, you know, I went from being an employee to I want to do this?
You know, I come from a background in my family. My dad was a business owner. So I always wanted to own my own business. So I saw an opportunity. I say, you know what, it's time is good. I had a small family at the time. And I say, you know, maybe now is the time to start my business. And more importantly, there was a business opportunity around the Microsoft SharePoint technologies. Those were new products at Microsoft, and there were very few organizations or consulting companies that were focusing on that field. So I just saw it as a great opportunity to get in the field.
When you started out, how did you fund it? Yourself?
Myself, absolutely. I started, you know, when you start a business, a lot of CEOs don't really know where it's going to go. They have a vision, but they don't know the next years and what's going to happen. And initially, I was just doing my own work. I was consulting with clients, built some relationship both with the business community as well as Microsoft, and, you know, started funding the growth. And we've been going every year.
You ordered your own office supplies in the beginning,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Do you still order your own office supplies?
Not anymore.
Because you have collaborative technology, so you can tell other people to do it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we're here with the founder and CEO of Portal Solutions, Daniel Cohen Dumani. And let's talk about your leadership philosophy.
That's a good question. My leadership philosophy really surrounds around two things. One is take care of your employees. And that's something that since the beginning we've been very focused on. We know that if we take care of our employees, those will take care of our customers. And that's been really the pillars of founding our business.
And what difficulties have you had, you know, as you've grown as a leader? You know, I have to take care of employees, but what difficulties have you had?
I think the bigger difficulty as any leader that's in a growing field is about knowing to when it's time to let go of some responsibilities. And, you know, I'm a very hands-on person, both technically and business-wise, and often I struggle about, you know, should I do it myself or delegate? And that's something that, you know, I know a lot of, you know, business leaders are facing as their company goes.
So that's a good, great question, great kind of discussion, and that is, have you come up with a conclusion? Like, if somebody can do what area of business you were doing 85% as well as you, do you give it to them?
Yes. And I think what's important is that just don't delegate. I think delegate and coach. Show people what you expect them to do and coach them so that they are successful.
And you also said, you know, employees are important to you. Have you learned how to hire better over time?
You know, hiring an employee is a very difficult thing for any company. What we learn is we need to hire people that will really meet our core values. And, you know, one thing I've learned, with my company over 8 years is we can teach skills. Personality is very difficult. So we've been focusing mostly on finding the right individual that will fit with our style, our culture, and really embrace our core values day in and day out.
And speaking of core values, you were named one of the 50 best places to work by Washingtonian Magazine. So what intentional steps as a leader did you take to make it a best place to work?
You know, we've done a lot of things. I think that one thing I wanted to do when I started my business is make sure that we put the company, you know, that we provide a very fun place to work. So if you come to our office, it's a lot of very bright colors, a lot of place to relax and do other things. People work hard, but they also take the time to relax and enjoy, you know, other things. So that was one thing is making sure that people have fun at work, and then rewarding employees for doing the right thing.
And so what's fun to you at work?
Fun is talking to people, is collaborating, is, you know, playing football. Is
you have, you know, a foosball table at work?
We have a foosball table. Funny enough, you know, at the end of last year, our employees actually bought me a present, a kind of a basketball hoop, so we can go all day and play. They know I like to play, so, you know, they thought it was a nice gift.
Oh, that's good. And what difficulties are you facing in Portal Solutions' 5-year plan?
you know, the economy obviously is playing a big factor into you know, into our strategy moving forward. But more importantly, you know, the technology business is changing every day. You know, cloud computing, the move from on-premise software where company will buy hardware and software is changing. The landscape is changing. And I think that we're going to see a lot of technology trends evolve in the next few years. And our challenge is make sure we can adapt to the new trends.
And Swiss is your background. We talked about that. Your education, you graduated from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology with a degree in computer science. So why are you here as opposed to Switzerland?
You know, it's a good question, and I often get that question. And, you know, I met my wife in Europe. She's from Maryland. And, you know, when you live in Europe in the 90s, you know, USA was always the place. The United States was always the place where technology happens. And I always, you know, thought that, you know what, if I want to have a career in technology, you know, the United States would probably be a good place for me. So, you know, in 97, we packed and moved here.
And so do you think, that's a great question, your exact business design, how would it work in Switzerland? Would it work as well
maybe? I think it will work. I think the environment for startup is unique in the United States. I think that when you talk to a client, often they don't really care if you've been in business for many years. They care, can you solve their problem? And I think that, you know, Europe has been behind in that regard. I think there's just a speed of business and change that's lagging.
Interesting. Are there any principles from Europe that you've imported here that American business needs to learn from?
You know, probably learning about caring about your employees is something that, you know, the United States has been someone tough. And when you're in Europe, you have to take time and take care of your employees. And I think I've kind of took that background with me when I moved here.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
Founder and CEO of Portal Solutions in studio here with us at Leaders Portfolio, Daniel Cohen Dumani. And of course, you can find his bio, link to his company, and full interview at leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, thanking these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio. We have Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. And if you are trying to reach the leadership community, the business community, the government community, just if you want to reach folks with your business proposition, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We're really proud of our guests, we're proud of our sponsors, and we're proud of our show. And we thank these sponsors for caring enough about leadership. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and of course, you can nominate a leader at leadersportfolio.com. If you haven't done so already, please get your nomination in. We're anxious to find out who you think is the best business leader. We'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.